And with me now to talk about that song and some others are the two ladies of Let Them Roar. Olivia Pavic's here. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, Luke. How's it going?
Good, thanks. And Sophia Clark's here, too. Hi.
Hi, everybody.
What's up?
Well, just getting excited and getting ready for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute, but I want to hear more about that song. Tell me about that one.
That song was written by Carter Colia, and officially it is a song of the White River Runoff Project that Carter really instigated this spring. He would be familiar to lots of locals. He grew up here and then moved down to Durango for school, and he still lives down there. And his friend and musical companion since the age of 10, Harris Jackson, had some songs they wanted to record, and they called up Let Them Roar and asked us to fill out their band. And we went down to Durango in June and recorded 8 songs in 3 days at a great studio there called, is it called Scooter's Place? Yeah, Scooter's Place, with really great engineer. And
8 songs.
Amazing. So fun.
Almost enough for an album.
That's an album.
Oh, it is?
Almost.
Really? What? There's some long jam tunes on there?
Well, are there long ones? I don't even know what the track lengths are on this one. Not by Let Them Roar standards.
Let Them Roar songs are like 7 or 8 minutes. Exactly. Often.
So these are like 3-minute pop songs.
I don't know. How long was that one?
That was 3:40 something.
Yeah? Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're around there, but there's some instrumental jams on there that certainly on New Year's they're not going to be short. These guys like to jam.
Yes,
yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Well, I saw you jam out at the Temporary a couple weeks or a month ago for the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Conference.
Yeah.
And you know, I've seen you guys, I don't know, 8 or 10 or 12 times. I don't know. I don't know if that counts. That makes me a groupie.
Have some groupies, Luke.
Well, tell me about Let Them Roar groupies.
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, it's my parents and Ashton's parents.
Yeah, for sure. They're the number ones.
Uh-huh. And Chris Hassig.
Yeah, he's really...
I think Doug Tucker is a groupie. Yeah, is it okay that we're like naming these people? We love you all so much.
Yes. It really like blows our mind and melts our hearts to see people coming again and again and again. It really makes us feel like we're doing something that's worth something to other people.
And you know, all of those people have seen changes with your band. I mean, you weren't even Let Them Roar at the beginning. You were all the Pretty Horses.
Yeah. Yeah, we've gone through a lot of changes in, you know, band membership and also genre. Our biggest problem these days is
what genre
describing
are we?
Hey,
Luke,
music.
What genre do you think we are?
Yeah. I would...
If anyone has a good idea, you should call in.
You know, you guys were really jazzy that night at the Temporary. It was kind of eye-opening. In fact, I want to pay you a compliment, Ms. Clark, because, you know, that inscrutable Buddha of a guitar player that you've got dropping in very tasty fills. And I saw Ashton on the bass over there, and he was a swinging jazz cool cat, man.
Yeah.
He was doing it.
Yeah.
But the eye-opening surprise for me was you, Sophia Clark.
Well,
you
nice.
Have really stepped up in this band.
Thanks, Luke.
Not that you didn't before, but you were a lot shyer, I think, on stage than what I saw at the Temporary.
I was definitely a lot shyer, and also one of the things that has happened with the change in band members is I didn't play guitar in the band until Frank Martin left the band, and then that it has all these transitions have opened up opportunities for all of us to grow in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we've also been working with a lot of mentors in the last few years. We've gone to Rocky Mountain Song School together. We have a mentor from Boulder, Rebecca Folsom, who's a singer-songwriter. And just working together on
presence and
harmonizing
internally
and externally.
Yeah. Being our full selves. in a group. You know, that's a real, that's a, it's a tricky balance and a total adventure to explore.
Well, you nailed the show I saw. I mean, you know, you guys have obviously got it going. Are you all writing songs together too?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, we managed to pull off a songwriting retreat at least once a year, if not twice. And a lot of the songs that we're enjoying the most right now are super collaborative. We've always been really collaborative, there are a handful of songs that are really like we wrote them together. They started with somebody's inspiration, but they, you know, from lyrics to melodies to arrangement to everything, really evolved within the group.
Now, the temporary gig I saw, you didn't have a drummer. So is that a regular thing? No drummer?
Yeah, well, it has been. That's one of the big change in this past year. Has it been 1 year? Has it been 2 years?
I think it's two or three. No, two. It's got to be two.
Two.
Yeah.
Well, this past year, we played a lot as an acoustic quartet.
Yeah.
And it's a completely different feeling and sound, and it's really fun, and it's very vocally
driven,
yeah, rich. But then it's also so much fun to play with drums. New Year's Eve, we're gonna have drums.
We're really excited to.
You're gonna have drums at on New Year's.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the New Year's Eve gig. It's sold out. People
it's
should
sold
know that.
Out.
But you were telling me people should keep an eye on your Facebook page.
Yeah. So if you're interested in the New Year's Eve party, please keep an eye on our Facebook page because we are still sort of figuring out what our maximum capacity is. The number of tickets that we sold was based on sort of a random figure that Steve threw us. And we're trying to get a little bit of clarity about if that's the most people. I think we were all hoping to sell out and maybe even expecting to, but maybe not as quickly as we did. And I know a lot of our friends didn't get tickets in time. So we really would like to get everybody in there that we can. So pay attention. Keep your eye on Facebook if you want to come, and we'll keep updates there.
And did I hear you might stream it, Facebook Live event?
Yeah, we haven't talked about that yet. And it's, you know, all these kinds of things are things you want to know before you go on the radio. But, you know, this is Carbondale and we're working with a very particular group of people on all these things. And so, we're working it out, but, I'd love to stream it. We've done that a couple of times and, it's fun to watch all those little hearts floating up.
So for those of you who did get tickets, there is a dessert contest that you can enter. So
bake your favorite.
And there will
dessert.
Be prizes.
Yeah.
Some really nice prizes.
Yeah.
So since it is a sold out show, can you talk about any shows soon that people can see Let Them Roar that isn't yet sold out?
Yeah, so locally, we are gonna be playing the first and last Tuesdays of January, February, and March up at the St. Regis in Aspen. And that is a surprisingly nice place to hear some music. Mm. An Aspen hotel is not like our most natural spot, but especially for the acoustic quartet, it's like really comfortable and cozy and intimate. And yeah, especially for the acoustic version. It's a really nice place.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, we have 2.5 minutes left, and you have some instruments.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear. Have you guys been practicing Auld Lang Syne?
We practiced for 5 minutes before Christmas.
So you're rehearsing this weekend then?
Yes, we definitely are rehearsing this weekend. And we'll be releasing the White River Runoff CD in the spring, so keep your eyes open. And Luke, I hope you'll have us back so we can talk about that project
more. Let's do it, for sure.
Cool.
So let's go out before our Pulse of the Planet with a little bit of Auld Lang Syne.
All right.
Thanks, Olivia.
Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Sophia.
Thanks so much, Luke.
Yeah. Everybody, support KDNK. Support local radio. It is the heart of your community. We two have paddled in the spring from morning sun till dying, but seas between us wild have roared for Auld Lang Syne, for Auld Lang Syne.
tomorrow.